Welcome to The Vitals, a monthly podcast for all things oncology nursing. For even more content, check out oncnursingnews.com or find Oncology Nursing News on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Hi everyone, I'm Brielle Bennion, Senior Editor at Oncology Nursing News. Music can bring a familiar feeling to an otherwise unfamiliar and uncomfortable situation. That was the goal that nurse practitioner Laura Shandert had. Shandert is a nurse practitioner at Duke, and she recently led a study where she used music in bone marrow procedures to see how it would calm patients' nerves. The results were overwhelmingly positive for both patients and clinicians.
You recently presented on using music during bone marrow transplant. Can you tell me a little bit about where that came from and, I guess your research and your process behind it?
Yes, absolutely. So in starting a project, it was a little overwhelming to determine what route I wanted to go down, just because there's so many things. It's the medical field, and even within my patient population, which is adults with blood cancers, so things like leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma. But being one of the APPs on the floor where I work, and therefore one of the procedure team, it's our team that does all of the bone marrow biopsies and lumbar punctures. And so with experience through that, it's often a time when patients get really nervous, they do suffer pain. And even though the rest of their admission or hospital stay might be fine, that's still a really big event for them every time. And just a whirlwind of emotion. So I knew that I wanted to do something within that. And so I started researching just different ways to help with anxiety and pain. And I've also always been very interested in a holistic viewpoint of healthcare, where we're not always treating pharmacologically, but also non-pharmacologically. And that really ultimately with my search, I mean, there's so many different things that are options, but music really stood out to me. And I found too that music had been used in a lot of different populations related to mine or overlapping with mine, but not specifically with adult patients with blood cancers during bone marrow biopsies. So I thought it was great that even though it was in other patients with cancer or in patients during procedures, this had worked. I was really encouraged to think that it would work in the setting where I wanted to utilize it.
So the main goal for the project was to decrease that stress and anxiety behind the procedure?
Yes, it was really to implement a music protocol to be used during these procedures with the thought that it would help. And so then the things that I measured, mainly it was the idea to decrease pain and anxiety with it. And then I also looked at just general feedback from patients and providers. But again, really all of that related back to making these procedures at least much more tolerable for the adult patients.
So was there a certain kind of music that you played for patients, or did you let them pick?
Yeah, my literature search actually changed my mind a little bit about what I was going to do. I originally was going to start with classical music, thinking, okay, classical music is very calming. You know, it's been used in a lot of settings to calm people. But the more that I actually read through what other studies had done and what they would recommend doing differently was allowing patients to choose their own genre. Because some patients aren't going to relax with classical music. They're going to think it's annoying or not enjoyable. So some patients wanted hip hop or rock or old country was a great theme that we had. But really giving them that option. We did, though, have to consider, was there any playlist or type of music that the providers absolutely couldn't hear, like that it would stress them out, too, because obviously they're listening to it also. But there really wasn't anything. So we could fully allow our patients to choose the music.
So tell me a little bit about the results of this and how the patients responded.
Yeah, so overall, I was really excited with the results, and truly the patients and even the providers, but most importantly, the patients responded just far and away in a positive manner. The results really showed that we were obviously looking for statistical significance as well as clinical significance. In the main variables that I had looked at, and especially improving that pain and anxiety, those levels, the way that we measured them, I did not find statistical significant changes in that. The only thing that I did find to be statistically significant was actually less time the procedure took when we used music, which was like a really neat secondary finding to have. But so despite it not being statistically significant, though, I absolutely found clinical improvements in vital signs, and then especially heart rate, or excuse me, anxiety and pain in the patients across the board. The open-ended questions that I asked patients after the procedures during the music intervention phase were really, really helpful with that, because it showed me too that not a single patient ever said anything about having a negative experience. Every single patient wanted music played again next time for the whatever procedure they had next. It was just an overwhelming positive response from patients. And then from providers too, they had no negative things to say about the music at all. And most also found it to be more relaxing and able to distract themselves and focus on what they were doing, not on worrying about the patient.
So do you think that having music being done during medical procedures is something that can be done with other procedures too? So maybe not just, you know, your transplant, but, you know, outside in the world of cancer and, you know, in addition to cancer, other kind of medical treatments as well.
Absolutely. I think that music affects all people in generally positive ways. I think it also brings a sense of the known and something from our everyday lives into the hospital, which is often a very unknown, stressful, anxiety-provoking setting. And so it can just help patients be more relaxed and have something to relate to. In the literature search that I did, there was a lot of evidence supporting the use of music during other procedures. And even just from hearing patients' feedback saying that anytime they had another procedure, they really wanted it done or had music played during it. It was interesting also during my project, we have some of our patients go downstairs to interventional radiology for certain procedures as well. And so being down there with them sometimes, they had actually also started playing music down there and saying what positive feedback that it got from patients. And since I originally presented my project, I've been able to present to different units in the hospital, different clinics as well, sharing this information and really just encouraging them with such positive results that we found that it could absolutely be used in many more versatile settings as well.
And did you have much of a response from the clinicians? What were they saying about it?
There was a little bit of a response. Yes, it was interesting. Sometimes though, like actually what I would say the most interesting response was is that they said it gave them something to talk to patients about. So like during the procedure it's great to just have a way to communicate with them. And again, like it's distracting them from the pain and anxiety. And so immediately all of a sudden you had this topic, this music genre to be able to talk to. And so they said that it just sparked great conversations. Sometimes it would lead into, you know, life stories from the patients in the middle of their procedure. And so they're even more distracted with that and they're relating to the providers. They're building a more stronger rapport, which was really neat. Providers also said that just breaking up the silence too really helped them focus more and just feel more relaxed. It was really neat hearing all the positive feedback.
So what would you say would be the most popular music genre that you saw with your patients?
I would have to say it was either older rock, like maybe 70s rock, or country from like anywhere the 70s to the 90s. Those were definitely the most popular for at least all the ones that I did and talked to people about.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Vitals. Be sure to never miss a beat with oncology nursing news.